Gary Quinlan, Australian ambassador and acting head of the Sanctions Committee, briefed the United Nations Security Council about the continued enforcement of Resolution 1737. The resolution bars Iran from transporting any conventional weapons. After Quinlan's report, U.S. Deputy Permanent Representative Rosemary DiCarlo spoke in favor of sanctions.
Full implementation of sanctions will support the diplomacy as well as limit Iran's illicit smuggling of arms, funds, and technology.
Bill Doors, a leader of the Al-Auda Coalition for the Right of Return and coordinator of the Viva Palestina flotillas to Gaza, said U.S. allegations against Iran are blatantly hypocritical as the U.S. continues to provide weapons for Israel's crimes.
I know that 8,200 Palestinians have been murdered by the Israeli army in the last decade. Tens of thousands have been imprisoned. 1.5 million olive trees have been uprooted. 82,000 homes have been demolished. And I know that all of this is being done by with arms being provided to Israel for free by the United States and paid for by the United States. It seems to me if any countries in the world merit sanctions, it's the bloody apartheid state of Israel and the United States, which arms it.
Many experts believe that Resolution 1737 is based on false allegations that Iran seeks to develop nuclear weapons, when in reality, the country has only worked toward developing peaceful nuclear energy. Bill Doors believes that the illegal, unilateral sanctions on Iran are done on behalf of wealthy oil corporations in the United States.
The sanctions on Iran are not about nuclear capability. They are about the desire of U.S. oil corporations to gain a monopoly on the world oil and gas trade.
The talks between Iran and the five permanent members of the Security Council plus Germany are continuing, with the hope that further agreements can be reached and sanctions can be lifted. Caleb Maupin, Press TV, New York.